And this is WHCC in Holland. It is time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning is going to be the mayor, and he'll be momentarily ready to sit down with us and chat. So, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Duke. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Okay, we'll get you on the right mic here. There
hey,
you go.
Hey, how about that? Funny how that works, huh?
Yeah,
you turn
it is.
The right switch on,
amazing.
Everything works better.
Yeah. All right.
Well, here we go.
There we go. What are we going to talk about? Should we talk about
man.
Snow this morning?
Yeah, why not, right? It feels like we've been talking about snow since about January, or I'm sorry, since about July.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
My. Supposedly spring is going to come, but we're not terribly confident of that at this point, it seems like.
This is a real budget buster, though, isn't it?
It is a budget buster, and on the one hand, certainly it's higher than usual expense for snow removal kinds of things. I mean, for example, in the month of January, I think, and I could be a little bit off, but not by much, we had maybe 3 or 4 days throughout the entire month that the crews were not out plowing.
Yeah.
So that includes weekends, that includes evenings, and many times middle of the night. So, 12, 14, 16-hour shifts. Well, all of that, of course, costs both in supply and for salt and those kinds of things, but also especially in employee costs. Shockingly, people who drive plow trucks want to get paid, as they should be.
And they should.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does bust the budget in that way. But on the other hand, we've had a couple of years that we didn't have a lot of snow. So it all evens out in the end. But I think the bigger issue right now for us is going to be, and not just us here in the city of Holland, but really across the state, is going to be what happens when the snow does go away.
Yeah.
And the pothole situation is going to be
pretty
remarkable. I'm sure we'll touch more on that.
We have a call here. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Good morning. with your mic problem there at the beginning reminded me of a problem that we're having. With some of the broadcasts that are on the public, service on
the TV.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be the problem where the picture kind of freezes up and there gets like static.
Well, here's what I'll do. I will speak with the folks who run those channels, and they do monitor them pretty closely. And sometimes the issue, we've had some issues in the past, and a couple of times it's been some equipment failures on our side or equipment that needed replacing, and we've been pretty diligent in the past couple of years about replacing that equipment and upgrading it. But unfortunately, once the signal leaves the building and goes into either AT&T or Comcast's system, that's where we've seen some of the issues also, is not so much our signal. So our signal goes out clean, but somehow in the encoding and decoding, and I'm speaking a little bit on the edge here of what I really know what I'm talking about, the signal becomes troublesome. So I know in a couple of instances at least where we've had these signal problems, we've had to call in either AT&T or Comcast, and somehow they modify the device that encodes the signal, and that seems to address it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the signal gets funny again. So, but I'll certainly relay your concern to our folks at City Hall to make sure it's nothing internal to our building that's causing
it's
the problem.
It's not only with yours, with the like council programs. But it's also like with church services.
Right. But ultimately, things like the church services, things like other programming, whether it's city council meetings or other things, anything that's broadcast on those channels comes from the equipment at City Hall, then goes onto the cable systems. So whether it's a church service or a council meeting, it originates from the same spot. And what we can do internally at City Hall is make sure that the problem isn't coming from our equipment. And if we do see issues and it's not our equipment, we'll make sure to let AT&T and Comcast know about it, and they can get it fixed.
Okay.
But I thought I'd pass it on
all right.
to you.
Thank you.
I didn't
Thank
know
you.
If you were aware of it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep. Bye.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor. Well, they weren't there. All right.
All right.
I've,
yes.
My experience with it has been with local channels is that they've been progressively getting better.
Yeah, we have been pretty aggressive in investing in some newer technology and also newer equipment and also trying to streamline. So, I mean, again, I'm kind of making this up because I don't deal with the direct stuff. But let's say, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe there were 6 steps to get from something that we're recording to ultimately to get it into your house.
Right.
And things would kind of be encoded in one with one piece of equipment, then decoded with another, and then re-encoded somewhere else. And it was sort of a system that was kind of, I don't want to say jerry-rigged, but along those lines. What we've tried to do is remove as many of those unnecessary things as possible with the purchase of new and better equipment that is just better technology. So where there may have been 6 steps before, maybe we're down to 2 now. And anytime you can get rid of those kinds of encoding, decoding kinds of signal questions, your broadcast signal is going to be better, and hopefully you're going to have fewer problems.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Hey, I was just kind of curious to find out a couple things. You got that new motel going in on 8th Street or planned to go in on 8th Street. So when that goes up, what's going to happen? Normally that area is used for all the junk food booths at tulip time. Where will those be displaced to? And then couldn't that area be better served by putting, there should be another public bathroom downtown and maybe a park or something like that, and putting the motel back on 7th Street. Just want to hear your thoughts on that and what those possibilities are.
Okay, thank you.
There is a hotel that's been somewhat proposed for 8th Street. We haven't yet seen plans or a site plan. We do know that they're hoping to basically break ground sometime this summer. At least that's the plan right now, and I'm personally very excited about it. As far as what that does to the Tulip Time vendors, the long and the short of it is they're going to have to move. Mm-hmm. You don't leave – it's all private property there, so you don't leave that – if I'm owning that piece of property, I'm not leaving it vacant for a 10-day period to allow the wagons. And I don't know where they'll move, but Tulip Time, in conjunction with some city folks, will have to, scout out some good and new locations. And, it's not the first time that the wagons have had to move. Second, on the question of is it really a good site for it, I think it's a great site for it. And again, the property is privately owned, so people have bought it over time, and they had plans to develop it in some way, some fashion at some point, and this is a way to do it. So I think it's going to be a great thing for downtown overall, and I'm very excited to see it happen.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Yes. Talking about the city hall with the Sunday services on the cable, they are just terrible. I have complained and complained and complained, and I've talked to Eric himself so many times, and it just seems like nothing gets fixed over there. The Grasscup Church services are terrible. Their mouth is going, and there's people are where he's preaching, and the people are still singing. There's nothing coordinated whatsoever, and you always got this bubbling noise in the background, like somebody's talking underwater. And I don't know how to get this settled anymore. I called some of the churches, and they say it's not their fault. And so I call City Hall, and they say, well, it comes because we have to take it from one tape to another tape. We never had this problem until City Hall took this over. So all I got to say is get somebody in there that knows what they're doing.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you that the people running the show in that department, they do know what they're doing. They're very, very good at this, and they're technology. I don't think they'd oppose if I called them technology geeks, but they do know what they're doing. Is it specific to the Grasscup service? I mean, let's try and drill down on this.
Yes, that's the worst one.
Okay.
There are a couple other ones, like Calvary Reformed Church is a bad one too.
And are you watching it on Comcast, or
yes.
And are you in the city limits?
Yes.
Okay, so Comcast on the city limits, and specifically Grasscup is worse, but maybe also take a look at Calvary.
Right.
Okay. Now we'll try and eliminate any noise in the system, so to speak. We'll look at. Are there specific things about the format that those broadcasts are being delivered to City Hall in? And then we'll also take a look at whether there's, you know, what the signal looks like when it leaves the building. Because, again, once it leaves the building and heads into Comcast system, we no longer have any control over what happens.
Right.
But we'll take with that information, we'll dig down a little bit.
I know. And sometimes it can be so good, and then all of a sudden it just switches right back and it's the other way again.
Yeah, and I think, again, some of the things we've seen in that instance, somehow something happens in the Comcast system that literally it'll be good. All of a sudden it'll swap over, and nobody from... I shouldn't say nobody from Comcast can tell us why it's happening, but we have no explanation for it, and we have to call, and then they kind of, you know, crank on a dial a little bit.
Well, there has to be more investigation done, because this has been going on for, I would say, over a year already. And I've been complaining. I even called Grass Church, and they said, we've been complaining to City Hall, and we don't get nothing done. They said, you do complaining. So I've been complaining, and we're not getting nothing done. So I don't know where to go anymore.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, and we'll look into it some more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I know the last time I had a conversation with someone, it may have been this particular caller, about the Grafskip Church situation in particular. Our staff looked at it, and again, they showed the signal leaving City Hall, and mm-hmm. everything was fine. And then... you know, it's sort of a, in some ways, even though we've gotten a more streamlined system now, you know, my six steps to two steps analogy, part of the issue also is the technology is a bit more complex between your cable system. I mean, it's not the old days where, you know, essentially everybody had one cable system and it was stick a box right on top of your TV. Now you've got all the HD channels and all sorts of things that make the whole system a bit more complex. And as you have that complexity, sometimes different formats or different kinds of broadcasts don't work well together.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Yes. I think it's the Comcast, because it isn't only the church services, which I have a problem with, too, but the other programs, they'll stop for a little bit, and then they'll go again, and sometimes they'll black out, and then they'll go again. So it isn't only one station or one thing. I think it's Comcast completely.
And do you have Comcast, or do you have AT&T?
Yes, Comcast, and okay. We live in the city.
Okay, all right. This is all good data points for our people to check into, because you try and pinpoint where the problems aren't.
Yeah. It's been really bad lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you're having general cable issues, would you also give City Hall a call on that, just so
okay.
we can document that information, so we can get the info to Comcast? Because who knows, it could be a line issue somewhere that the cable isn't properly either, it just needs to be fixed. Let's put it that
way. Okay, very good. Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And another call coming in. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes. Why don't you have that one guy that's always calling up Talk of the Town? He'd put the blame on Obama.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You bet. There's one thing I got to add to that, Mayor, and that is the fact that I was having trouble with my Comcast, and then one of the converters went out, and I called Comcast, and they eventually sent a guy over, and he says, I think you need a whole new rear wire on your inside cable.
Inside your house.
Yes,
he says
they're trying to force more information through the older cable,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that is giving us a real problem. So,
and I think that gets a little bit to the issue that I was, trying to discuss earlier, and that it's a much more complex cable generally, not just the City Hall
right.
public education government channel issues, but cable in general is much more complex now than what it was even 5 or 7 years ago.
Because the bandwidth is now
right.
wider than ever.
Yep, you're trying to run much more information through, and the HD channels are fantastic, especially when you're watching the Olympics or a sporting event. But the amount of bandwidth that gets run through the same technology is substantial. And then when you add in things like high speed internet and,
mm-hmm.
and those kinds of things, so. But if there are specific places or residences that are having substantial issues, that should be addressed by the cable companies in particular. And if we can find out about it, we can help be a help for doing so. I know that we had an issue in my house with one of the providers, and it doesn't frankly matter which one. And it turned out that essentially the technology that was being used, we were too far. We were kind of the outer limits of the edge of what technology allowed. And the guy said to me, you know, this isn't going to work for you. So just because of the position of our house and the distance from kind of an access point. So that made us then switch over to a different one because the technology wasn't going to work in our location.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the mayor. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Yeah, I think, you know, that the biggest problem is Comcast. And what I don't understand is that they more or less have a monopoly in this area. I mean, we can't get AT&T where we live, just Comcast. We can't get the other cable company. And I think that they've gotten so big and they've got us in a monopoly that their customer service has went down in the last 5-10 years to where it doesn't really exist. I mean, they are so independent in getting out to fix your stuff and everything, and a lot of times they'll fix ours, and then they'll have to come back 2-3 days. Matter of fact, they said that the cable from the box to my house was bad, and right now I have 8 different cables in my backyard where they just come out and string another cable.
Okay.
And they're supposed to take care of it.
Interesting.
And there's no one else you can get.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
good morning, you're online with the mayor.
Yeah, I was just hearing the guys talking about the cable company and the Comcast and stuff. And this guy that just said he had multiple cables in his backyard. Well, they can put up the same cable, and it doesn't do any good if they don't upgrade their cables.
Yeah.
You know, they used to have like what that was called an RG5 cable.
Yeah.
They got an RG8 cable. Now they have a new Monster cable and all these different cables. If they don't upgrade those cables.
In your house.
In your house, it's not doing a bit of good.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And if their cables are bad coming to your house, you also have the same problem.
Yeah.
So Comcast does have to upgrade their cabling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else you want
to
talk about today?
Sure. You know, one quick thing on the cable thing. As far as opportunities for competition, a couple things on that. One, any other cable company can come in and also obtain a franchise from the city of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of that happening is not great. I mean,
there's
a reason that Comcast is not, for example,
they all have their
on the north
all
side.
Over the city.
And, you know, Charter's on the north side, Comcast on the south side. They sort of divvied up some of this territory, not suggesting they've colluded in doing so, but the expense of rerunning all of the equipment is so great that there's just not enough economic motive to do so. There has been some discussion about doing something internally with in the city of Holland with the Board of Public Works using its fiber network. What that might look like, the upside is for internet speeds in particular, you could have tremendously faster internet speeds. The downside is it's a pretty hefty capital investment up front. So we continue to study it, but know that we're in a slightly different position because of the presence of the Board of Public Works fiber network. So perhaps we may have some options going into the future.
Okay.
That sort of exhausts my knowledge of
so what else is going on in the city?
Yeah, let's get back to the pothole thing for a second, because I think this is important for...
Very, very important.
I think we've got a call coming in, so...
Yes, we do.
Maybe
we'll take that
first.
Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Good morning. Good morning, Duke. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
My trouble isn't getting the cable picture. My problem is they're continually raising the rates.
Yes.
And they tell you, well, now you have this piece of equipment. I don't have this piece of equipment. Is there anything I can't understand? If they get a franchise to be in Holland, why it can't be regulated on the cost? I've gone from $50 to $122. It's no good, and I can't get the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in an area where I can get dishes, so I have to have Comcast. And I don't understand how they can continually raise the rates.
Well, I'll
hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for the call. I will tell you this, that the city or any municipality's ability to regulate the cable company or a telephone company is substantially limited. There was legislation put in place probably four or five, well, probably closer to 6 years ago now at the state of Michigan level that really created a uniform franchise rule across the state. And the argument was from the cable companies in particular that, you know, you have, just think of our little jurisdictional areas around here, Holland and Park Township and Holland Township, et cetera, and they were negotiating franchises with each one of the various jurisdictions. So it was very complex for them, so the argument went. So they went to the state to say, give us a state law that it makes a uniform franchise across the entire state. So Lansing passed it, governor signed it, Governor Granholm it was at that time, and ultimately what this does, it severely limits our ability to have a whole lot of control over the kinds of parameters we set on the cable companies. We get a franchise fee. And if they sign off on the state created form, we have very little ability to not adhere to it. So it's a frustrating thing, I know. But at least locally for right now, not a lot that we can do, especially on the price questions.
Time out for a weather word here, and the weather word is brought to you by our friends at the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, now featuring the Eggs Oscar Benedict. And the weather word is winter weather advisory for Allegan and Ottawa County, 9 p.m. tonight to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And the outlook, windy with snow showers today, high of 12. Windy with scattered snow showers tonight, low of 10. And tomorrow, windy with snow showers possible, a high of 11. And right now, it is 10 degrees in the Tulip City.
Good, great.
And we're forming a lot more potholes as we
cold,
speak.
Here's the weather outlook. Cold and snowy. Next, right? Yeah, so getting back to the pothole question, a couple of things. So funding-wise, yeah, it's putting a strain on budgets. The money that comes for the money we use for the plowing and those sorts of things comes from gas tax receipts primarily. And I'll tell you, Michigan has a serious, serious problem with the way it funds its roads. And by this, I mean, though the price we pay at the pump is higher, and though if you look at, in total, all the taxes that Michigan levies against a gallon of gasoline are among the highest in the nation, the problem is that the specific excise tax that goes for gasoline and goes on gasoline for transportation projects is 19 cents a gallon. And that 19-cent number has not changed since 1997. And if you know anything and can observe anything about what the costs of things like asphalt and other construction projects have done since 1997, our buying power for that 19 cents a gallon is a whole lot less.
Right.
And also we're seeing many more fuel-efficient vehicles, so the volume of sales is less. So fewer gallons being sold, meaning less revenue, and the value of 19 cents a gallon is less. So we have a severe, severe funding pinch in the state of Michigan. And for diesel, it's even worse. It's 15 cents a gallon in the for road dedicated projects, and that hasn't changed since, I think, 1980. So, you know, this is an issue that cannot be solved at the City of Holland or the Ottawa County Road Commission. This has to be a state of Michigan priority. And there was a study that came out recently that just demonstrated really how poorly we stack up against our neighbors. Among our upper Midwest regional neighbors, we are by far the lowest on a per capita basis for what we spend on roads. Some states, like Illinois, spend two times the amount per person on roads as what we do. Some states, like Wisconsin, spend 2.5 times per person what we spend. So it's not surprising, then, that we find our infrastructure crumbling because we just are not spending the money we need to spend. You know, obviously, winter weather is just a killer on roads. And so our 19 cents a gallon excise tax, Hawaii has an 18 cents a gallon excise tax, and they don't have a whole lot of plowing to do in Hawaii.
They don't have a lot of snow.
Right. So we've got to figure out and get this done, and I think everybody recognizes the governor has really gotten out in front on this, and nobody, of course, wants to pay more, but everybody hates the conditions of the roads, and at some point something's going to have to give because you can't have both of those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's going on right now. It's a terrible time to be filling potholes. You know, last week when we got that, you know, balmy 30-degree weather or 28-degree weather, and yes, that's a smirk on my face, we had the we could really see what the effect of the potholes was going to be, and it's just horrible. And for right now, the only thing we can really do is use a process called cold patch, which is glorified tar and gravel. Maybe more complex than that, but not a whole lot. It's very temporary. It doesn't actually do a good job. But the asphalt plants aren't open yet, so it's the only option we've got. And so it almost makes you feel worse about the whole situation because you drive down these roads that have got the cold patch shoved into them, and it's almost like gravelly stuff all over the place. But it's a temporary fix. Once the thaw breaks, once the asphalt plants get in, our crews will be out there in full force. But for right now, they're still plowing, and they're trying to keep up with the cold patch stuff as best they can. But it's going to be ugly for a good few months before we get rid of the snow, get warmer temperatures, and can get some real live asphalt into those holes.
Do you think the tulips will be up on time?
Sure. They seem to work on their own schedule. I suspect they'll be fine.
Let's take this last call. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Hi. I was wondering, I don't know if the mayor has any say-so over the roads on the north side of Holland, but like, say, on Ottawa Beach Road with the four lanes, would it be possible to block some of those far lanes that have the bad potholes for now until they get repaired?
City of Holland does not have any jurisdictional control over anything outside its limits, so that's Ottawa County Road Commission, and I'm sure that if the roads get so incredibly bad that they're a danger, they will take that kind of action, but that's a pretty huge admission. For any jurisdiction to make that kind of action, I think it's a pretty huge admission that, boy, these roads are
in
absolutely terrible, terrible, terrible shape. It's more likely to see that the Road Commission will do some cold patch filling for right now, and the Road Commission, I think, is also talking about bumping up the Ottawa Beach Road project from when it was scheduled to happen in a couple of years to perhaps sometime this summer or this fall.
Yeah, there was an article in last week's paper, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a Road Commission question. So you can Tom Bird, for example, is one of the road commissioners in Ottawa County, good guy, pretty responsive, lives in Park Township, so he might be a person to reach out to on that question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Mayor, we are about set to go here, but tulip time will be on schedule, and I'm sure the tulips probably will
They'll
be too.
Yeah, right. They won't go early this year. We know that much.
But the windmill is ready for them.
We're ready. Yeah,
we're ready.
That is ready, and I suspect the tulips will be in good shape too.
Yes,
we actually got the ambassador from the Netherlands coming this year.
Really?
Too, so that'll be great fun to have him here for the first time.
Yeah, that'll be very good.
Yes.
And you'll be busy all the time. Entertaining him.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, we try to make those folks have a great experience. So he'll be here, and some consulate folks from, I think, we're hoping Japan and Germany and Korea and Mexico and other places can join us as well. So.